This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. President Trump says he'll release some information tomorrow that will settle the score on controversy over a phone call with Ukraine's president. AP correspondent Sagar Magani has more.
President Trump says he's ordered the release of a transcript of his call with Ukraine's president in July that sparked a firestorm in Washington. The president says he did bring up former Vice President Joe Biden on the call, which happened days after he ordered the U.S. to freeze hundreds of millions in aid to Ukraine. But he insists he did not pressure Ukraine into investigating Biden or his son.
The letter was beautiful. It was a perfect letter.
Top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer's not impressed.
Simply to release the transcript is not going to come close to ending the need of the American public and the Congress to see what actually happened.
And for that,
we need the complaint.
The one submitted by a whistleblower, which the Trump administration is refusing to give Congress. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Britain's Supreme Court ruled Tuesday that Prime Minister Boris Johnson's decision to suspend Parliament for 5 weeks was unlawful. Explaining its unanimous decision, the court said Johnson's action prevented Parliament from carrying out its role of holding the government to account. The leader of the Liberal Democrat Party, Joe Swinson, voiced some satisfaction at that decision.
This unequivocal, unanimous judgment from the Supreme Court makes clear that Boris Johnson is not fit to be Prime Minister.
Under the suspension, Parliament is due to be out until mid-October, but the court said Tuesday that leaders can take immediate steps to return as soon as possible. Johnson has pledged to carry out Brexit, whether or not Britain has an agreement in place on the terms of its divorce from the European Union. More on this and other stories is available online at voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News. President Donald Trump spoke Tuesday at the UN General Assembly and